Aho and welcome across the veil. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. We are eager to share with you messages from those who are across the veil. Our program may be heard every Friday at this time. Across the Veil is the unique opportunity for you to connect with and communicate with those who are across the veil. This connection or communication may be with angels, masters, teachers, guides, loved ones, friends, or others who have preceded you across the veil, as they share their wisdom and guidance with those who are listening to help bring healthy balance to our lives. During this hour, I'm accepting phone calls, so please feel free to call at any time during the program. If you are having difficulty getting through, keep trying, because making the connections for you is important to those across the veil and to myself. If you're unable to get through during the program and you would like to send me an email to ask a brief question, you may do so by emailing me at april@whitewolfapril.com. That's white as in the color, wolf as in the animal, April as in the month. I'm also offering one-on-one readings over the phone or in person. If you're interested in this, email me, april@whitewolfapril.com, or telephone me at 907-357-7377 in Alaska. Visit my website, whitewolfapril.com, for more details. We offer a number of classes, online or in person. You may find out more about these classes on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. We also offer weekend retreats for learning and personal growth. With no further ado, let's see what those across the veil have to share with us today. Hello and welcome to the program. It's such an honor and a privilege to be with you. We've had a little bit of programming lineups learning today. It's one of our days. We've just added on a Monday, and we're so excited to be here. We're so excited to be able to share and to bring messages to you and to have the program coming to you and bringing you the messages that are coming across the veil and from those that do love us and those that are there to guide us and to gently nurture us as we're going through our life walk. And I was hearing a message this morning as I was getting up and doing my morning normal routine, and I heard the message, celebrating our lives, celebrating the beauty of each day. Great anticipation, no matter what is happening. Greet that day with love, respect, joy. And as I was feeling this and as this was happening, I had a butterfly that just kind of was fluttering around and just showing me the beauty of this butterfly. And as the butterfly was fluttering around, I could hear the message of, even though life can start out as just being a little creepy, crawly little caterpillar, that the beauty of what our lives can develop into what we can have and the beauty of what we can become because of who we are, because of the life path that we're walking, because of the things and the situations that we all go through each day, it helps develop us into the beauty and into the wonderful creation that we are, and that we have the privilege to live this day and to walk this day and to be here every day of our lives, that we are giving this joy, this present of the time known as present. And it just was such a beautiful experience as I was enjoying that moment, and I was enjoying that quiet time. And as I was also looking out, they were showing me that it doesn't matter what the day looks like. It doesn't matter what events are happening in your day. It doesn't matter who, what, where's, or when are going on in our day. It's how we approach it. It's how we look at it. It's how we resonate with the energy around us. Do we allow the negative vibrations to come in and to bring us into a negative space and into a negative thought or a negative process? Or do we hold ourselves up and we look at it and we find the beauty behind all of this? And we had an example of this happen over the weekend. We were doing a sacred ceremony celebration weekend, and we spent the weekend being in ceremony. And Friday evening we had this wonderful ceremony of just working and communicating with those that are across the veil and our guides and our masters. And then on Saturday we went to the top of the mountain here and spent some time up at a little lake up there and offering some prayers and blessings. And then we stopped at a couple rivers, and one of the gals who had planned on joining us had a situation happen at her home just before she went to leave. And it just kind of knocked the wind out of her sails, because she had some carpentry work done at her home. And as they were doing this work, it caused some punctures in a pipe, in pipes. She has what's called the heat, where the boiler, it's hot water heat. And the pipes ran behind her wall. Well, the carpenter punctured these pipes and he put up the baseboard. And she had just gotten a new carpeting, and she's, you know, preparing to put her home in the market. And this was like a major setback, a major event that she could have looked at in the light of, I had to miss some of the ceremony time that I wanted so desperately to be able to be a part of. And I had to deal with hopefully not ruining a new, brand new carpeting, and out went some more money into bringing in people on a holiday weekend. And she just kind of started feeling that overwhelm and started feeling that, you know, why me? Why is this happening? Why am I being held back from being able to celebrate? And that type of thing. And we sat and we were all visiting at the breakfast table the next morning, and we're hearing this message of, no matter what your day brings, no matter what things may cross your path, it's how we approach them, it's how we hear it, it's how we understand it that gives us the beauty of it, and or it becomes a curse, so to speak. And in her case, we were able to help her see that now one of the features she can point out in her property is that the beauty of what happened is she can say, all new plumbing, all new carpeting, all new, and build upon that as a positive and as a plus that she can turn to and use, and know that maybe her guides were protecting her and keeping her from being in places or situations which were for her eyes good for that moment, for that time. And those are the type of things we need to look at, and we need to analyze, not through the microscope of criticism and negativity and defeat, but rather look through it with the eye of Creator God, of our divine source, and see that as the things that happen have happened because we're operating in a frequency and in a life path of that which is for the highest good, that which is for my highest good, for my highest vibration. And when we can change that and we can get to that point, we can start to see and feel and enjoy the beauty of the day, respect what's happening in the day, respect what's happening in our lives and in our weeks, and as we're dealing with situations and maybe different people and different things that are going on. As I'm saying this, I'm having the energy of someone who's been affected by something that happened in a billiard hall. I'm not sure what this is all about. I'm just seeing a billiard hall, and I'm seeing that somebody has been greatly affected by this and has allowed something that happened there to remove the joy from their lives, to remove happiness from their lives. It almost feels like somebody who may have passed has actually, that was something that they totally enjoyed, was playing billiards and playing on a pool table. And with the passing of this person, it has brought much sorrow. It's brought much grief to these people, and they're not processing through. They're showing me, this person is showing me that the loved ones are not processing through the grief. They're holding that within their hearts, and they're not moving forward. And they're wanting me to bring the message of, please move forward. Please find healing within yourselves. Know that I am okay. Know that I am fine, and that I am home. I am playing billiards in the sky. I'm not sure who this person is. I'm not even picking up whether it's a spouse that's bringing a message. I'm just getting this message from this essence, from this energy of everything is okay. It's fine. And move forward. Go forward with your healing. Go forward with your grieving process. Don't hold on to the grief. Don't hold on to the loss. It almost may feel like this person was not really even a relative, but a very close friend. Someone that you loved like a brother. Someone you loved like a father, or some along that lines, that there is such a connection of love there, and that you just feel so lost and so empty now that they're gone, and they want you to go through the grieving process so that you can begin to heal, so that your life can begin to be healed and blessed. And they really are wanting you to know that they're okay, but you need to move forward so that you can be okay. They're home, and they understand where you're at within your human form, but know that it's okay to rejoice in their life. Celebrate my life, I'm hearing. Celebrate the life that I had, and the life that we shared together in our friendship and our companionship. I'm hearing that this is really important. As I'm sharing this message with you, they keep showing me to share the message of using, I call it a medicine wheel type of grieving process. And because I am such a proponent of working with the old ways of connecting with the earth and using the energies of the earth and the elements and the four directions and those type of things, this grieving process that I actually teach and do with students who come in for grief therapy here at the clinic, and it's the process of looking at the experiences that you had with this person or this situation that you may be grieving. Grieving isn't always just death. Grieving can be the loss of jobs. Grieving can be moving. Grieving can be the loss of an animal, or many different things grief can follow under a heading of. And this person is wanting me to share the process that I've used and I've taught and we've had much success with, is to take and go through the process, allow yourself to have the emotions, allow yourself to have the feelings, but don't get stuck in them. Don't get caught in denial. Don't get caught in, if I grieve or if I'm angry that they left, that I'm going to cause them pain and suffering. What we're doing is we're healing ourselves, and we're allowing ourselves to have those moments. Now, as we do that, I'm going to share briefly with you how to approach that in a controlled manner, so that it's not controlling you, but so that you can control the grief and you can move through the grief and heal from this grief as this loss has come in. And that involves something like taking and writing down just a few things. Write down at the top of a sentence the beauty, the ugly, the good, and the bad. And when you do this process, you always want to end on a positive. So you might want to start with the bad, the good, the ugly, and the beautiful. But what I want you to do is I want you to write down just a few things under each of those topics. What was the beauty that was in this? What was the ugly that was in this relationship or this friendship or this situation? What was the good about it? What was the bad about it? Then after you have created that list, what you'll need to do is sit back for a minute and don't spend time on this. Don't give yourself more than just a couple minutes. Things will come quickly, and you may notice that all of a sudden all you can see is the negative of it. That's okay, because we're going to control it. We're going to not let this negative overwhelm us. Or you may be overwhelmed with all you see is the good, forgetting that in order for there to be a balance, there has to be good and bad. In order to have a balance, we have to have both there. And it's like when we first are with someone, we tend to get caught in what they call that honeymoon state where everything is just fun and beautiful and happy. And then after the honeymoon state is over and we realize that there is something else there, we sometimes get a little sad or wonder if we're doing the right thing. So in the situation, as you're doing this grieving process that this person is having me share, you're going to set a timer. And on this timer, you're going to set a minute. Each thing, each area that you're going to approach, you're only going to allow yourself to have 1 minute within this. 1 minute of being angry. 1 minute of being in the bad. In the negative. And then you're going to spend a minute of being in the happy and in the good, seeing the positive and all of that which came into it. And then you're going to move into the ugly. What was the ugly of all this? Maybe the ugliness that you can see in this is that they actually left, that they're no longer around. And then you're going to see the beauty in it. Doing this exercise for a minute each time as you move through it. And I see it as like the four directions on the medicine wheel. The beauty, and it can be the friendship you had, the knowing that maybe they're not suffering any longer, maybe knowing that they are home and that they're in their true essence, they're in their true being, and that type of thing. And then after you've done it for a minute, the next time you do it, you might want to up each one just a couple of minutes, but you don't ever want to get to the point where you're stuck in just one of these areas, kind of wallowing in it or just hanging in this one area. And there's many times we'll choose to ignore the grief and we'll choose to not allow ourselves to grieve. And that in itself is not healthy either. We need to allow ourselves the privilege of the grief, the privilege of knowing that we have a right to have a feeling. We have the right to have an emotion. And that's the beauty of knowing that we can do this and that we can have these healing moments and that we can go through the grieving process, coming through it healed and recharged and knowing the good and everything that has come through this, and we then can move forward ourselves. That's the message that this person whom I was hearing from and I was seeing, they wanted me to share that with you, that allow yourself to grieve. Don't feel like you're going to hold them back because you're holding yourself back and you're not allowing yourself to go through all of this and realize that yes, their death came in an untimely manner, and yes, you're very hurt by it. You're very sad that they left, but they also want you to start healing. They want you to start knowing that it's okay. You don't have to, I'm hearing penance. You don't have to feel like you need to have penance over the situation. Know that it's all okay. Everything is fine. As I was talking about the feeling the beauty and the joy of each day and of each breath of life that comes to us, it's so wonderful to know that we can do that. We can celebrate life. We can celebrate the lives of those who have passed. We can celebrate the seasons. We can celebrate the beauty of the animals as they're around us. And one of the complaints I have is when I'm having to go out and clean up the front yard after nature has walked through the front yard and dropped their little droplings along behind them. But I also see the beauty in that and know that it's wonderful that we have these creatures and we have these animals that can come and be a part of our lives. And some can provide food and some can provide other blessings to us. And it's just the beauty of it and understanding the beauty of that connection and knowing that we too, like the butterfly, can transform from where we're at in our life situation and what we're going through in our current situations and our current places, and know that it's all okay, that we are going to transform, we are going to become that beautiful butterfly if we would simply just allow ourselves to see the beauty and see that celebration that's there, that life, that peace, that hope, that wonderful connection, that tremendous ability to experience the world and life around us. One of the messages that I'm now hearing and is coming through very strongly is there's that someone that is listening to the program is not moving enough. Someone listening to the program is not giving their body enough movement. You're not, you may have something that's wrong with your physically, like you've got some stiffness in your legs or in a joint that you say, if I move, I hurt so terribly. If I were to get up and I were to walk a mile, they would have to take me to the hospital. It would cause me such pain. I'm not seeing that kind of movement for you. This message is for a woman, and they're wanting you to, even if it's a case of you stand by your bed holding onto the poster rail of your bed, and you move your body, just twisting your body, stretching your body, putting your arms above your head and then bringing them down to your side, raising your hands and arms out to your sides and then bringing them to the front. They're showing me the importance of this movement. They're showing, you know, bringing up the morning solution, salutation, using that salutation moment where you just kind of look out your window and you're seeing the beauty of the day around you, and you can see the glory of the space around you, whether you're looking at the beauty of a city or the beauty of being out in the middle of nowhere in your home or cabin or in a high rise. No matter where you are, you can look out and see the beauty around you. And taking your arms and having them spread out to your side and then just kind of stretching them back just ever so slightly, with allowing your chest to go forward and awakening your heart and your solar plexus and being greeted by the day. The movement is so important for you. They're saying to even like swaying back and forth is a movement that is a blessing for you. It's something that you need desperately. You need that movement to get the circulation going back through your body. It's that positiveness that you need to get that feeling of life flowing through you once again. They're wanting you to have that movement. They're wanting you to enjoy that movement. I'm also hearing that if you have the ability to open that window that's in the space where you're at, to open that window and allow the air to breathe in by you, allow that, the beauty of the air. There's something about the movement of that air as it touches your skin, as it blows through. It blows the curtains in the room. I'm seeing curtains blowing out. Your masters, your teachers are really encouraging me to encourage you to experience life. You can experience it from your bedroom with just some simple things of opening the curtains, pulling the curtains back, or opening the window and allowing that beauty to come in and doing a wonderful stretch and feeling the sunshine, or if it's raining, hearing the droplets of rain as they're touching the windows. Those type of things are what they're telling me to encourage you with movement, getting the movement that you need, seeing yourself being blessed with that movement, being blessed with that. They're not saying you need to go out and run a mile. They're saying move. They're saying feel the beauty of it. Experience life as the meditation. As you get out of your bed and your feet touch that floor, feel the carpeting, feel the hardwood flooring, wherever you live. Experience the feeling of that. Feel the textures. Smell the fragrances. Take the few extra minutes that we are given in our lives to enjoy and experience and express all of that beauty. And know that we have that. all we have to do is move. And they're saying movement is so vital to you. Your lack of movement is stifling you. It's holding you back from being the beauty that you are. They're also showing me the same person that needs movement, that they would like for you to keep a notepad and a pen by your bed because they have messages that they would like to share with you through written form. They have messages that they would like to give you through, I'm going to call it automatic writing, because that's how I know it. And they're showing me that there is a message there that you can write. There is a message there that you can share with others through the written word, through poetry maybe lyrics to a song. But they really would like to start bringing that through you. And start allowing that to come in and be a part of the space around you. I'm also hearing that there's another, I'm seeing three people. I'm seeing a young man, and then I'm seeing another gentleman who's probably in his mid-30s, and I'm seeing a female. She has long hair, which is tied back in a ponytail. They're also wanting me to encourage you three for movement, but in your movement case, they're wanting you to begin slowly. They're wanting you to not go out and think that in your first day that you're going to be able to run 5 miles and be okay. They're saying no. They want you to move with the wisdom of the ancients, move with the wisdom and the knowledge of the masters. And with that, they're saying that you're going to start a jogging. I don't know if you're actually three coworkers. I'm seeing a connection between the three of you that you're going to start this little bit of an exercise program together, and that jogging is going to become the ultimate goal. But what you're going to start out with first off is doing some walking, and then as you walk a little bit more, they're saying you're going to begin to power walk. After you've done power walking for a while, then you're going to begin to do the slow jog, the little jog, the almost like a walking jog, and then you're going to be able to start running together. It's really interesting because I feel like you actually may be training for something together, and that through creating this movement with one another and creating it in an organized manner, you're going to all become much stronger, and the movement is going to help improve the health and well-being of your bodies. The guides and the masters that are bringing this through are saying helping the well-being of your bodies. There's something about that movement. There's something about that getting that movement forward happening and bringing yourself to that place of movement and expressing yourself through movement as well. If you need to release some things, sometimes it's excellent to walk. Sometimes it's excellent to just be able to go from one place to another so that you can see something a little bit more clearly. There's the message, one of the messages that I'm really strongly hearing is movement. And a lot of times we get complacent and we get kind of lethargic, and we'll go from our bedrooms to work, and then we'll come home and fix dinner, and then we'll go back into our bedrooms, or we'll sit in front of a television. And they're asking me to ask for you to find movement. Find the ability and the time and the place and the way of movement. I also have a message about decluttering our lives. I'm hearing that there's a woman who has a lot of stuff around her, and the stuff she has placed there as protective clutter, it's helping you to have to keep from facing the reality of life. I'm not sure what they mean by that. The words are, the protective clutter is helping her keep from facing the reality of life. I'm almost under the impression that you have taken on the possessions of someone who has passed, and as you have taken these possessions on, it's a way for you to not have to go through the grieving process, not have to allow yourself to heal, but rather you can hide beneath all of these possessions and feel that you're still connected with this other person, and they want you to move forward and they want you to declutter. I'm also hearing a message for another person related to clutter, that you have all kinds of stuff that you look at and you think, oh, I can't get rid of this because someday I'm going to need it. I just know someday I'm going to need it. Let it be, as I'm hearing, let it be a blessing to others who do need it right now at this moment, not someday. I'm hearing, let it be a blessing to others and declutter your space. Clear your space so that the newness, the joy, the victory can be yours. Allow yourself to find newness, find hope, that by holding on to some of this clutter, you're actually holding on to the past. You're actually holding on to the things that have not served your highest good. You're holding on to some things that keep drawing you back into that reality and that time and that space of when things were different and you would like it to be back that way, but it can't be because of the passing of loved ones, the passing of friends. I'm seeing a family having to go through an estate, and they're showing me that as you're going through this stuff, you're kind of like arguing within yourselves, well, we can't get rid of that because I remember when we did this or when we did that. Keep one or two keepsakes, but declutter, let it go, let it become a blessing to someone else who's, in particular, I'm seeing a teapot set. I'm seeing a beautiful, the teapot is kind of square-shaped, and it's an unusual green on the sides, and the cups that match it, they're shaped very similar to this little teapot, and they're not round, they're more of a squarish type of a shape, and they're saying, keep a few of the keepsakes that have set one or two little sentimental things, but let go of the rest, because the big picture of it is that it just then becomes clutter that's going to hold you back, is what I'm hearing. The clutter is going to hold you back from healing from the grief, from moving forward and creating your own lives, creating your own love, creating your own special place within your life and experiencing the beauty of that and experiencing the joy of that. I'm also hearing, as you're decluttering, you want to learn to ground. You want to learn to allow yourself to connect back to earth. You want to connect back with your reality of connecting to the earth, becoming one with the earth. And when you have all this clutter around yourself, it makes it harder for you to ground. It makes it harder for you to reconnect with earth because there's so many things that are in your way. There's so many things that are holding you from being able to move forward and keep yourself going. Prepare for the winter or next season's months as they are arriving using the wisdom of your masters. I'm hearing this as in if you need to go make some corrections out in your driveways. If you need to make some corrections, as in, I'm seeing windows that maybe need some storm windows put up, maybe changing out screens and putting in storm windows or vice versa. They're saying be aware of the seasons as they're changing. Be aware of the changes that are going on in the earth around you seasonally and within the environment, the changes that are happening. We've noticed here that mountain ranges are shifting and things are looking a little bit different as you, you know, when you've lived somewhere for 15 years and you look at that same mountain range every morning and then all of a sudden you realize it's a little different. Become aware of those subtleties. Become aware of those changes that are happening around you, watching and listening and feeling the changes in the temperatures and seeing what is happening. What are the animals doing? What are the migratory patterns? Are they changing in your areas? Are you noticing more of certain birds, or are you noticing less of certain different little critters? That type of thing. Become aware of that. Removing clutter from your space is going to help you to become aware of that. You're going to be able to understand a little bit better and a little bit clearer what's happening in the world and happening in the situations around you when you do this. And I'm seeing this mother who has a rather large family, and in this family she's so overwhelmed with taking care of the children and making sure that she's fulfilling all the needs of the individual children that, number one, you've cluttered your life with that obligation, and you need to change that so that you can have the time that you need for yourself, and also decluttering the space within your home so that your home can be more comfortable. That right now with the clutter, it's almost a way and a place for everybody to hide. It's almost a way and a place for everybody to be together, but yet not have to be together, because they're hiding between and below and amidst all of this external clutter that you have in your home. And they're saying, remove that clutter. Let everybody start experiencing life and the relationships with one another and the beauty of the family, and giving yourself space to be able to do and be the parent that you want to be. It's kind of like the clutter is holding you back from being able to be the person that you want to be with your family. You're not even aware of what this clutter has done in your space or has done. You're not seeing it because of the clutter. You can't see the reality of what's going on with each of the individuals inside of this little dynamics, because there is so much clutter there. There is so much in your space and in your way. That's the message I'm hearing. There's so much that's in your space and in your way. There's also someone who just recently had a loved one pass. This loved one, apparently, it was rather quickly. It feels like it's a mother who has passed, and she's bringing forward so that you know that she has arrived home safe and sound. Oftentimes, we'll do this, we'll make a message with our loved ones and say, now when I know and I get home, I'm going to bring a message to you, and I'm going to bring this message to you through the fragrance of a certain fragrance or the visual of a certain thing. And she's holding up, she's standing in front of me, and she's holding up a Care Bear. And the Care Bear is yellow with like sunshine on its tummy. It looks like a big ray of sunshine. I don't know much about the Care Bears. I know my kids had Care Bears when they were little, but there's something about this mother wants to share this message of the Care Bears. This, I think it was called Sunshine Bear. I don't know for sure, but that's what it looks like to me, so I'm going to call it the Sunshine Care Bear. And she's bringing this over so that you know that she has arrived home, that everything is okay, and to please follow the wishes that she had with and for her belongings. Apparently, she asked some specific requests on certain items in her belongings, but there's also stuff within her belongings she wants to not become a burden to others. She's showing me, don't allow the things that I had in my space become a burden to you in your space or you in the family. So don't fight over things, but follow the requests that she had asked of the family and that type of thing. I also have a cousin here who's coming in who has departed from an automobile accident. And this happened just recently. I want to say it happened this weekend. And they're showing me that they're still within that time frame where they're able to be stronger around the earth plane. There's like a 72-hour time frame before they make that total transition. They've gone home. They've been home. They've checked in. But they're also able to still be more able to connect with the vibration of that their lives. They tend to be closer and more connected with their bodies. And this person is showing me that, and is showing me that after the accident, it just kind of threw everybody for almost into a state of panic. I'm seeing them being, an expression that I'm hearing is being thrown for a loop, that this death was so unprepared for, so uneven awares was going to happen, that their passing was very, to everybody else, untimely, but they want you to know that they've come in and said their goodbyes. There's something about a suit and a tie that they think is almost hysterical that you had placed upon them for doing the funeral. There's something about it that has it has something that has this person kind of chuckling. I don't know if it's an item or if it's actually the suit and tie, but this person passed rather quickly and wants me to share the message that they've been home, that it is absolutely fabulous, and that they're very happy. They're very elated to be back home, and they want you to celebrate their life. They want you to not look at their death, but to look at their life, and not to have a funeral of sadness and sorrow, they're saying, but to have a funeral of celebration, a funeral of celebrating their life that was in this. And this is, the energy of this feels like it's a cousin to whom, who is listening to the program, to be able to take the message home to the rest of the family, or to give the message to the rest of the family that they're going home fine. I'm now seeing a pilgrimage. I'm seeing a group of people that are actually kind of walking through. They're moving through, and on their backs they've got bundles, and they've got, it almost looks like it was from years back when there would be pilgrimages coming out of certain areas in certain countries where people would move from one place to the other because of lack of food, or because the governmental control of the country would move them on and through. And I'm seeing this pilgrimage, and how somebody was actively involved in this pilgrimage, but they have a very little person with them. And I believe this little person is still alive, but very old. And that they are wanting me to let you know that your passing will be much like the pilgrimage. I'm not sure if it's something that you and your family are, or had talked about, that you went through when you were an infant, that they were doing the pilgrimage and they were making those moves, and how they moved from one place to another place, which was much better and much happier. And it was, even though it seemed like a sorrowful move, it was a joyful move. The end result of it was very joyful, even though they let go of everything and had left everything, but took what they could carry on their backs, is what I'm seeing. And they're saying that your return home, apparently you are much older now. This, I would say you are in your 80s, if I'm reading the age correctly that they're showing me, that your passing and your returning home is going to be much like the pilgrimage that you felt when your family did the pilgrimage, but you felt as they were sharing the message of this pilgrimage with you. They're showing me that your return home is going to be much like that, and that they'll be there. They'll be on the other side waiting and helping you to be able to celebrate your life and your return home. Those are some of the things that's coming through with your passing that you're preparing for. And you're very blessed. You've had a very blessed, wonderful life. You've seen things go from, they're saying you've seen things go from no technology to all of a sudden people are able to fly in an airplane, and then there's spaceships to the moon, and now there's technology that started out as big computers and big rooms, and now you're seeing these little itty-bitty chip type of electronics. That you've had a very blessed lifetime, and the celebration of that life is very powerful, is very exciting for you, as you've had that opportunity to have this life. I'm seeing a dapple horse and a donkey. They're not at all connected with this other message that was coming in. I'm just seeing a dappled horse and a donkey. I'm getting the feeling that someone who is coming through is showing me this dapple horse and this donkey so that you will recognize and know that they are coming through to say I love you, and that everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be fine. Don't feel so overwhelmed. Don't feel like your hands are tied. Know that you can move forward. Everything's going to be okay. I get the feeling, even though I live in Alaska, I get the feeling that you're actually in a different country. You're not in like the lower 48 or Canada, but it feels like you're in a different country from where I'm at, and they're bringing this message forward for you. that everything is fine, that they're good. Your life is going to be okay. Don't see their passing as leaving you empty with nothing. Know that everything is going to be okay. You still have the dapple horse and donkey. I'm not sure what that all means. I'm not sure where they're going with that whole message. As we're beginning to get to the top of the hour here, and we did get a little bit of a later start, so I didn't get to let you know some of the things that we have going on and some of the places where you can go and find out more about who we are, what we offer, and the things that we do. And we have a couple of websites that I'd like to invite you to write down and go and visit. Well, the one is called White Wolf Learning Institute. And in the WhiteWolfLearningInstitute.com, you're going to find information out about classes that we offer, retreats that we have, online classes that we're offering now, and conference calling that we're in the process of offering as well. That this is going to be a wonderful place, a wonderful resource for you to go and learn and find out different things. We've been beginning to use the technology that we have to involve and have other people who can come and be a part of the classes as well, from Phoenix to Alaska. We've made these kind of connections, and we want to invite you to go into the White Wolf Learning Institute and findout.com to find out what's offered. And if you want to plan a trip and include it as a trip in seeing the beauty and that type of thing, and being picked up at the airport, we provide the lodging and we provide the food for the retreats along with the learning. I also want to invite you to go to White Wolf Enterprises and learn a little bit more about the Three Sisters Project that we've begun. That's the WhiteWolfEnterprise.com and also WhiteWolfApril.com, and check out the products that we have, items that we've got for sale, CDs, DVDs, books, many different things, portable medicine wheels, just anything that can be to help you on your path and on your walk. We're now on BBS Radio 3 days a week, on Mondays, on Wednesdays, and Fridays. You're going to want to check the guide on the station one and see what times we're on in your areas. And we love getting to come and share the messages with you and to share the guidance of the masters and to experience the beauty of communicating across the veil and having the opportunity to share that with you. If you need to ask a small question, go ahead and send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com, and I'll be happy to answer it for you. I also do offer readings and sessions on the phone or on the computer through the internet connections that we're able to do now. And it's truly a blessing when we can come together and when we can unite and share energy and we can share that sacred space together. And until Wednesday when I'm back with you, I want to say, may your life be blessed with happiness, love, joy, and peace.